All right, hey guys, I'm excited to share this concept with you about why you have a porn habit, why you've developed a porn addiction, really at the core of your being, and also what you can do to replace this artificial need that you have of porn in your life.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
So the concept that I like to use is your North Star, all right? Now, your North Star is your replacement for porn. Your North Star is your purpose, it's your mission, it's your drive, it's your goal, it's your whatever makes you come alive. It's the thing that you are so excited about in life that you can't sleep at night, or you just can't wait to wake up in the morning. But the reason that a lot of people who have porn addictions can't see their North Star, and I ask them when they first join our program, like, what is your North Star? They go, I don't know, I just kind of want to stop watching porn. I just want to kind of get out of the dishes, right? It's because when you're first starting off and you're knee deep in a porn addiction, you're at the very bottom of the mountain and you're actually in a hole. And you can't even see the North Star that's at the top of the mountain because it's cloudy and your judgment's not clear. So you have to first get out of the ditch, out of the hole, and abstain from porn for at least 30 days. That's what I recommend. And then it starts to become more clear as to what you really want to replace the porn habit with, all right? So the best way that I found to help people uncover their North Star is to go through the 6 human needs. And these are borrowed from Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is a guy that I don't really follow personally. You can love him or hate him. I'm not obsessed with him, but the concept he has about the human needs is really spot on and I really resonate with. I mean, they're really successful in what they do, so you can trust what he's saying, all right? Okay, so those 6 needs are certainty, variety, significance, love, growth, and contribution, all right? So these are important to know because your North Star, like your goal in life, your mission in life, has to fulfill one of these 6 human needs. It has to, right? And the reason, on the contrary, that you've developed a porn addiction, porn habit, is because one of these 6 needs, or multiple of them, have not been met in your life, okay? So I'm gonna briefly explain what they are, these 6 needs are, and then share my experience and which one is important to me and how I quit porn with it. Okay, so certainty is the need of having certainty and comfort and consistency in your life and kind of control, right? Variety is the need for different experiences, novelty, kind of meeting a lot of different people, kind of needing to change up things in life. Usually people are in multiple jobs, relationships, experiences, businesses, because they kind of have a need for a lot of different things. Number 3 is significance, the need for approval, the need for influence and having power and having standing out in a crowd and being significant and different and important. Number 4, the need for love or connection or just deep intimate relationships. Number 5 is growth, the need for constant growth and development and always seeking the thrill of new things and growing experiences. Number 6 need is contribution, the need to give back and feel like you're contributing and leaving a legacy. All right, so for me, the top need for me is significance. I really, really, really have found through my life that this is what drives me a lot of the time to do things like start a YouTube channel and start a business that helps people quit porn. It's because I had deep down, I have this just need and desire to be important and to be influential and to be significant and really make a difference in people's lives in a really impactful and transformative way. So that comes from my childhood. That comes from deep within who I am. It's not bad or good. It probably doesn't come from a very, in my experience, in my personal life, it probably doesn't come from a very good place. It probably is linked with a lot of anxiety I have to be noticed and to be influential, right? But however, the thing for me is that I choose to use my significance, my desire for significance, to direct it in a way that I think is important and to direct it in a way that I really care about genuinely. Because I could use that significance as just like posting more on social media and working out more and starting this, you know, another business that makes me a lot of money and buying this great house and car and all that. But I don't choose to do that. Instead, I focus it on helping people quit porn and masturbation so that they can live better lives, right? You see where we're going with this? So that's like my North Star. That's my need I need to fulfill. I need to fulfill this desire for significance. And if I don't have significance in my life, guess what happens? I get more susceptible to porn addiction. Actually, this is exactly what happened. after I got married with my wife, after about 1 year of being married with her, after coming from a home, leaving my parents where I was really significant in their eyes, and I was always praised by them and always, you know, said I'm the best and all this stuff. And then going to my wife's, you know, home and living with her, it's like, she doesn't operate like that. Like, she's not someone that grew up in an environment where they're praising each other all the time. And she never received a lot of praise herself. So she doesn't really know how to give praise. And so I didn't feel significant in our relationship. At least that was how I perceived it, because she wasn't giving praise and approval and appreciation in the way that I wanted her to, right? Even though I know that she loves me, and et cetera, right? So as a result, guys, guess what happened? I developed a porn habit, an addiction into my marriage. And it lasted for years until I realized, wow, I really don't need porn in my life. And I talk about this a lot in other videos. And I realized that I have this need for significance. So what did I do? I started this channel. I started a business where I help guys mentor them with porn addiction, because I felt like that was really in line with where I wanted to go. And that's ultimately what I did.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way, and it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
So after you have identified what your top need is of these 6, and I will go through them again: certainty, variety, significance, love, and growth, and contribution. All right. So your next question is, how do you put that information together into finding your North Star or your specific goal and project and mission in life? And this is what we're going to be going into. By the way, if you like this video or it's blowing you away so far, like the video, because it does help it go to more people. And that's all I care about. All right. So the qualities of a good North Star are, it doesn't have to be spectacular or grand or extraordinary. It doesn't have to make you money. It can if you want, but it doesn't have to make you money. It doesn't have to require a lot of time or effort, right? It can, but it doesn't have to. It does have to make you excited and really thrilled, all right? As we talked about, porn is an artificial thrill, and if you replace the artificial thrill with something else that's your default state of excitement, then porn won't be an issue for you. And also, it does need to satisfy your human need. Of the 6, it has to satisfy your primary core human need. And it does need to satisfy more than just yourself. It needs to be more than just about you. It needs to be about serving a greater community, either just your family or your friends or a community or a group of people or the entire world. It doesn't matter, but it has to be more than just you. It could be you and your spouse, your partner, your family, your friends, whoever, all right? In a nutshell, the North Star equation is your core human need, your primary core human need, plus it needs to be exciting for you, and it needs to be selfless. Selfless, not about you. So for me, my core human need is significance. So my project, my North Star project, has to be satisfy this itch for significance that I have. It has to be exciting to you. So for me, yes, it is very exciting to make content, to make videos for you guys, to work with the guys in our program, to mentor people. Number 3, it has to be selfless. Absolutely. I'm doing this for way more than just myself. I don't need to satisfy myself anymore. We have everything I could ever want in terms of like living situations. We're here, you know, we have a house, we have a car, we have family, we're alive, we have food. Like, we don't need anything else. So it's way more than just about me, okay? So that's your North Star equation. So take a minute to really put everything that you heard in this video into a single project that you can work on. Write it down and just make that your priority. And let me ask you a really important question, guys, that is also gonna help you uncover your North Star. What's something that you've always wanted to do but you haven't done? Or you haven't accomplished yet? Start a YouTube channel, start a podcast, start a business, ask someone out, quit porn, whatever, guys. Like, what is the thing you've wanted to do, you've always wanted to do, you just haven't done it yet? Let me ask you this, why haven't you done it yet? Why not? Why haven't you done it yet? Honestly, like, why not? And let me know in the comments, or ask yourself, why haven't you done it yet? And ask yourself, is that really a justifiable reason to not do it? Okay? Because the sacrifice is not doing it, it's not doing it. The opportunity cost is way higher than not doing it. You'll never know if you really, really want to do something in your life and it's really what makes you come alive, it's really what you feel like your purpose is, then you better freaking do it. If you really get excited by starting a men's group and just talking or going camping once in a while, or you really love travel, then why not do that every weekend? Why not do it every day? You see where I'm going with this? Why is it that the things that you really, really care about in life, you only do once in a while? Why not do it every day? Or do some version of it every single day? Why not go on a trip every single weekend? Why not go camping with your bros every single weekend or every few times a week? Why not start that project or start that business that you've always wanted to start? Why not? You don't have enough time? You don't have enough money? Well, guess what, guys? You will never have more time. You will just get more busy over time. I promise you. You'll just get more busy. You don't have enough money? Well, what will you need to do to get more money? If your life was really at stake here, which I think it is, what would you do differently? How would you do things differently with your life? If you acted out and watched porn one more time and your life was ended because of that, how would your behavior change? I promise you, you probably wouldn't. You would try to put up all the safety nets possible so that you never relapsed again. I'm here to tell you, your life is at stake. And you don't. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to wait till you're face-to-face with your wife and she's threatening you with divorce, or you're face-to-face with a judge because he's going to put you in prison because of your porn habit. You can stop this and end this right now, because the porn has already affected your life in ways you could never have imagined. And the primary way that porn has affected your life is the opportunity cost. Think about the cost of keeping porn with you. It's not a sacrifice to give up porn. The sacrifice is keeping it with you. So what is it costing you to keep porn in your life? And that's why I make these videos for you guys, right? So write it down and take action today. Do something today that's gonna produce the result you want for your North Star. Do the thing that you know you need to do and you've always wanted to do, but you've been putting it off for some reason. Do one thing today. Even if it's a simple Google search or a YouTube search, how to do X, Y, and Z, how to start X, Y, and Z. Just do that. The snowball effect will roll and you will see victory. And before you know it, you're gonna start this thing, this North Star that you've always wanted to do. And you'll be so excited that you won't even need porn anymore. You will be so excited that when you're bored, or when you're just have some free time at the end of the day, you won't think about porn, because the first thing you'll want to do is work on your North Star, work on your project. Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally used to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.